Joining us now in person at PGA is Bob Patterson, the tournament director for the Optimist International Junior Championships. Bob, good morning to you. Thanks so much for spending a couple minutes with us today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me out today.
Well, we are excited to be here, and you know, the talent that is on display here at all different age levels is just phenomenal. And I have no doubt that if Al and I were to go out there, these guys would wax us probably in the front nine. There would be no reason to tee off at number 10. But you know, we have over 800 total kids here competing for a good 10-day period from July 24th to August 4th. Give us an idea for what's going on here this weekend and all next week and all next weekend.
Well, obviously, we've got a lot of golf being played. There's kids here from 40 different states and 6 Canadian provinces and 32 nations. They are, like you mentioned, they're very skilled players, and nothing seems to bother them out there. They get out there and they play golf, and the most amazing part is they're having fun while they're doing it. So that's fantastic. We have a lot of things going on off the golf course, too, in the evenings. We have a lot of fun events for the kids. We have competitions during practice rounds and things like that, glow ball, putting, and things like that. So it's a pretty full week for the kids, and I think that's what separates us from the rest of the junior events.
Bob, can you tell us a little bit about the organization itself, Optimist International? As a lifelong pessimist, I have no idea what that's all about.
Well, Optimist International is a volunteer-run organization. It's based out of St. Louis, Missouri. We have 118,000 members and about 3,800 clubs worldwide. And the organization is basically in business to serve youth, not just golf. We have a lot of different programs that we run. Our clubs do run independently, so they can run baseball programs and football programs and oratorical contests and things like that. And the organization doesn't really limit them to what they can do as long as they're serving youth.
Russ Evans and Al Taze from the Palm Beach Post with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. Broadcasting live this morning from PGA National Resort and Spa in Palm Beach Gardens for the Optimist International Junior Golf Championships. And Tournament Director Bob Patterson joining us here on site. Bob, this is the 13th year that the Optimist is at PGA National. In its prior years, it was on the West Coast in California. Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, a couple of the names that won the tournament while it was out on the West Coast. How easy is it? Maybe not easy is the right word, but how fitting is it that this is the venue for what you're doing, considering there are four courses here on site, the Champ, the Palmer, the Hague, and the Squire? You've got countless hotel rooms for the families. I'm assuming most of the families stay on site. Give us an idea logistically why PGA National fits so well for a tournament like this.
Well, just like you just mentioned, the number of golf courses here, the quality of the golf courses, and certainly the size of the hotel itself allows us to house everyone on site. And again, that separates us from the rest of the junior events in the country and around the world, in that we create a very Olympic-style atmosphere. We create an atmosphere where the kids can come here, play golf, have fun. The camaraderie is great. They hang out in the lobby until 11 o'clock, and they just socialize. It's just a great event for them. PGA National offers us one of the finest venues in the country. From the golf courses to the resort, and the improvements they've made here are certainly throws them into the top of the hotel chain, I'm sure, as far as the hotels around the world. But the quality of the golf courses, the kids come here, and we cannot stop getting the compliments about the golf courses, the conditioning, the degree of difficulty and how they play and the way they're set up for the kids just works out perfect for them. And it makes the Optimist one of the big events on all the kids' calendars every year.
Bob, Russ mentioned Tiger and Phil having won this event when it was out in San Diego. But since you've been playing here, you've had some guys that our listeners might have heard of who've won here, too.
We've had some great participants, past participants. We've had Bubba Dickerson won our event a couple of years. Jonathan Bird played here. Jeff Overton, Jason Day. Nicholas Thompson, all played here at PGA National in the Optimist.
Nicholas Thompson, right, a graduate from the fine institution, Stoneman Douglas High School down in Parkland, Florida, of which I am an alumnus as well. And Bubba Dickerson, a graduate of the fine institution in Gainesville, Florida, the University of Florida. But Bob, I know that doesn't warm your heart as a Seminole, as a garnet and gold bleeding Seminole that you are.
There's no love lost for a Gator in my heart, okay?
Let me just mention that it's 25 minutes.
It took me 25 minutes, right,
on my watch for the first Gator mention.
It took me 25 minutes to get the first. That's pretty bad for me.
Yeah,
usually I'm more on top of my game than that.
Yeah,
Bob Patterson, the tournament director for the Optimist International Junior Golf Championships, joining us here in person. Russ Evans and Al Taze from the Palm Beach Post today filling in for Pat Rooney Jr. It is Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. And Bob, so far, you know, this is the second second day of the proceedings. You're going to go all the way through next weekend till next Monday, August 4th. Give us an idea for what's gone on so far. You had a full day of golf yesterday. You're getting ready for your second day today. Any holes in ones? Any interesting stories or anecdotes?
We did have a couple of hole in ones, both on the girls' side in the 10-11 year old division, and also the 12-13 year old division. Believe it or not. And events that are going on, the kids are going to play today. They've got a second glow ball event tonight. And tomorrow night we have a carnival night for them. It's like a beach party event that's set up out in one of the pavilions. And it's just nonstop fun for the kids from time they wake up, time to go to bed.
For parents that are listening right now that might have a child that plays golf that obviously is too late this year to get them in, I'm assuming, unless I'm wrong. Is there a chance to get kids in still for this year's event?
No, our event is run basically through qualifiers around the world.
Right, okay.
So they do have to qualify for local people. They'd have to qualify in the South Florida qualifiers.
So looking forward to 2009 for parents and kids that might are interested in competing in this event. How do they do that? Website, phone number for more information.
Go to www.optimus.org and click on the junior link. Junior golf link, and they can find out all the information they need about getting to the qualifier that they want to play in and how to participate in everything.
The website one more time is www.optimist.org. Bob Patterson is the tournament director for the Optimist International Junior Golf Championships. Over 800 total kids competing both this weekend, all next week, and all next weekend through August 4th here at PGA National Resort and Spa from 40 different states and 6 international countries as well. A bevy of golfing talent here on display at PGA National Resort and Spa, and we're happy to be here. We're looking forward to a great weekend. Good luck to you for the rest of the way, and we look forward to maybe talking to you again in the future.
Great. Thanks a lot for having us, guys.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it very much.